As we have celebrated the great feasts that conclude in a very special way the season of Easter, we have had Pentecost, we have had the feast of the Most Holy Trinity, the feast of the body and blood of Christ in the Eucharist. And now we have, as a sort of conclusion to these wonderful days, the extended feast of the Most Sacred Heart of Jesus. And of course, the Most Sacred Heart of Jesus, whom we have in a very special way upon this small altar, this shrine on the altar itself and the sanctuary, is the center of all that has happened, of all that has taken place. For it is the Sacred Heart of Jesus, and from the Sacred Heart of Jesus, and there we see him with a chalice in one hand, blood flowing out of his heart, as we have just read. Blood and water flowed out of his heart. It was there that the church was born, the blood signifying the most holy sacrament of the Eucharist, the water signifying the most holy sacrament of baptism, which is necessary to enter heaven. And so therefore, we see him holding that chalice, and then on the other hand, the host, his body and blood, which he gives for us, for our salvation and for our well-being. And so we celebrate this glorious and wonderful feast. And it is very appropriate that even in the epistle of St. Paul today, he speaks to us about something else which is not necessarily part of this feast, but it is in a sense too. In the secular calendar, this is the day that is chosen to commemorate All Fathers, both spiritual fathers and biological fathers. Of course, remember that the Catholic Father's Day is March the 19th, the solemn feast of St. Joseph, the putative father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who always is interceding for us. And so today, in a very special way, we look to fatherhood. Of course, St. Paul tells us, it is from him that all paternity in heaven and earth is named. It is fashioned upon the great loving paternity of God. And as we know from theology, from the saints, many of the saints, the fathers of the church, it is not just the Father himself, but all the three persons of the Trinity are Father to us, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. And so we give thanks to God for his immense love and paternity. And that love is also demonstrated in the Sacred Heart of the second person of the Trinity made flesh. That flesh which is deified and sanctified by the hypostatic union with the second person of the Trinity. And so it is from that love that we receive the love of God. It is that love to which we should go and center our spiritual life. And that is why our Lord, throughout the ages, has appeared to many saints, among them Saint Matilda, Saint Gertrude the Great, and in last ages, Saint Margaret, Mary Margaret Alacoque, to whom he appeared, and also the great priest, St. John Eudes, who wrote so much about his Sacred Heart, and many other saints, that he shows us his eternal love, physically, transubstantially, in his Sacred Heart, and in the Eucharist, which is the Sacred Heart, as I mentioned to you last week, in that great miracle of the Eucharist from Buenos Aires. That the host is indeed the throbbing, living heart of Jesus Christ. And it is to him that we must turn, and especially you fathers. Fatherhood is a very sacred gift from God that you have received through nature and through grace. And of course, the father is the head of the family, not the tyrant of the family, but the head of the family, who together with the other head, the mother, needs to rule the family and lead it to sanctification and to holiness and to grace in the church. And so therefore we beseech Almighty God, and especially the Most Sacred Heart of Jesus, who is his love for us and who is our love for him, that you may be tremendously blessed, and that you may be good husbands and good fathers of your family and of your children. In addition, of course, as we celebrate the Sacred Heart of Jesus, remind ourselves again that this is the Eucharist. In the Gospel of St. John, we have the first particular mention of the heart of Jesus. And it is the birth of the church, just as Eve was born from the side of Adam in Genesis. So too, the church, the new bride of Christ, is born from the side of the new Adam. And Mary is there representing the church and opening her arms to the children of the church with graces unending from Christ our Lord. And this Sacred Heart of Jesus, from which flow blood and water, the sacraments, salvation, grace, we must love him with all our heart. And as we see on this particular mention of St. John of the great parasiv, the great Passover, the fulfillment of all the promises of the Old Testament regarding salvation of the Messiah, of the Son of God that would come to save us. It was the great parasiv, the Passover. Christ celebrated it early at the Last Supper, the first Mass. And we must continue to, with loving devotion, celebrate the Mass. For us who are priests and who are your spiritual fathers, we must celebrate it more and more and more every day with our full heart, with our full love, with our full devotion. We do not hurry through the Mass. We do not wish to be finished with it. We do not wish to receive other things that are not as important, because there is nothing, nothing more important than the Mass in this world. We are here, sons and daughters of the church. We are here at the very doors of paradise. We adore the Holy Trinity in the Most Holy Sacrifice, in the Blessed Sacrament, in the Tabernacle, in the communion that you will hopefully receive with great love and devotion. We do not hurry. We take our time. We meditate. We look with love and all devotion to Christ our Lord. And so on this day, when we honor his Most Sacred Heart, which is the Eucharist, I beseech him with the Father and the Holy Spirit to come upon you, especially when you receive communion, that you may be filled with the fire of divine love, that you may be filled with the love of the Trinity, that you may be brought closer to your eternal salvation. And that if this were to be your last communion, that it may bring you with every swiftness that is God's to the kingdom of heaven. This is our life. This is our faith. This is our salvation. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.